from KQED.
California lawmakers in both the Assembly and the Senate will vote on a state budget today. It includes some big wins for Democrats who have been on a roll for the past couple of years. They've won concessions on everything from health care for undocumented children to a higher minimum wage. Katie Orr from KQED's Politics and Government desk kicks us off.
It was an emotional moment for Democratic State Senator Holly Mitchell. For 4 years, she'd been working to repeal a decades-old welfare rule that limits aid for children. This year's budget finally funded her efforts. At a news conference Tuesday, she thanked advocates.
You all make me glad to be a policymaker today. I said I wouldn't go crying.
Mitchell also took time to thank a few other people.
I want to thank my colleagues in the Women's Caucus for standing with me to push this issue and the greater issue of families in poverty to the forefront of our collective policy and political agenda. I'm going to thank Governor Brown today.
It's that last name who may be the most important on her list. Governor Jerry Brown has often acted as the roadblock to Democratic efforts to boost spending. His support is crucial when it comes to funding big asks, like repealing this welfare rule, over $220 million a year, setting aside money for affordable housing, $400 million in this budget, or providing more money for child care and preschool, more than $500 million over several years. But Brown doesn't always agree to go along with his fellow Democrats, which may be why it took Mitchell 4 years to get that welfare rule repealed. Dan Schnur directs the Jess Unruh Institute of Politics at USC. He says the lack of a strong Republican Party presence in the legislature means Brown has to provide the voice of restraint.
His argument is that these good times aren't going to last forever, and if the state spends its money in what he considers to be an irresponsible way, when we hit the next recession, the state's going to end up simply cutting those programs back again.
Schnur says legislative Democrats will likely keep pushing forward with policy changes until that recession hits. But Senate Budget Chair Mark Leno argues his party can spend wisely and still prepare for an economic downturn. He points out the state will have more than $8 billion in its reserve accounts after this budget takes effect. And Leno rejects the notion that Democrats have been on a spending spree. He says during the most recent recession, the state was forced to make billions in cuts.
In fact, it's been a very slow and steady reinvestment process. Nothing happened overnight. We're in the seventh year of our economic recovery, and so it has, for many of us, been too slow.
And so the majority party will keep chipping away at its budget priorities, including beefing up the state's early childhood education system. For more on that, here's the California Report's education reporter, Anna Tintakalis.